joined us at the service. He couldn't find it. He got this job. And he came up with this idea. And the company called him in, and he laid out this thing, and it was marvelous. So they gave him a job as the planning director of all the routes. He says, I am now one of the top men in the company. He said, since then, I got married. Oh, they couldn't get the job unless he had a high school diploma, and he had the high school diploma. And I realized kind of right then and there, there was one guy that got that diploma from me. I never got it. So I thought of you and what you did for me. And I'm calling you to tell you I got married, my wife just had a baby, and I'm calling the baby Stanley.
Oh, goodness sake.
And I fell apart. I said, well, if I've got a godsend here. He said, no, I don't want any present. I said, well, can we have lunch? He said, we have nothing in common, Mr. Love. And he says, I just want to tell you.
Isn't that unusual?
He's a bright, but we don't have anything in common.
Yeah, but then he was perceptive enough to know that.
Oh, I told you, he's smart as a whip.
Isn't that my highlight,
if that is a highlight. I think it's a great story.
I think it's a wonderful story. How about on the other side? Anything that really turned me off, or at some point you thought, should I continue with this?
Oh, well, I say the educational system, the problem of putting things in its proper perspective, the priorities that went on in the school district in Pittsburgh turned me off because they blamed everything on other things. And the first thing to leave when they cut back on in education, the first thing to go is music and art.
Yes.
So the fine arts go first, and they started to cut back on me. When I went in, we had very little. We built a division, a department. I got a lot of money. I started all kinds of programs because I decided I'll never get money from the Board of Education. So I went after. I became a very good proposal writer. I wrote a lot of proposals. You'll see it in there. I designed all kinds of programs. We got money for it. I ended up, to give you an idea, I had a half a secretary when I started at the board. When I left the board, well, they said cut back. The highlight of the board, I had 3 secretaries. I had 14 supervisors. There are no supervisors left anymore, and there's a half a secretary. So there's no department, as far as I'm concerned. And I saw the handwriting on the wall. I was going down. I said, I don't want to be here for a funeral. I'm getting out of here.
Is this because they aren't getting the money, or they're just apportioning it differently?
Well, of course, they never have enough money. The money is there. You have X number of dollars. How you spend it? Like the government. The money is there, so you buy bombs instead of education. Reagan decides to do one thing, and that's it. And as far as Reagan goes, the same kind of condition. You know, this is the only country in the world without a Department of Education in Washington now. He's cut the whole thing out. There is no education department. Federalism is going back to the states. Can you imagine what they're going to design for an education department in Alabama and Georgia? What kind of a system they're going to have? Because there will be no mandated subject matter designed by educators at the top level. So you can do anything you want to do. Well, whatever.
So it's a question of priority.
Of course.
Getting back to religious music, things like that, does it still have an important role in my life?
I've always been. But see, unfortunately, in Pittsburgh today, we don't have any organization that cultivates and develops Jewish music as such. But it's a terrible thing because there's a whole heritage there that hasn't been sung for years. And I think it's dreadful. That there's again money. Are you gonna ask the Jewish community to support that? They want to send money to Israel. I don't say that's less important, but there's never money for that. If they do, they throw a bone. Mm-hmm.
There's never been anything where the synagogues would combine their efforts toward anything like that.
That I know of. Well, they've tried. I had a chorus once at the temple. We used to call it the Temple Singers, in which I embraced as many people. And you know what happened there? More goyim showed up for that choir. It turned out to be most of them were Gentiles singing in a choir. They were singing Jewish music. They loved to sing.
But this was music that was sung at the holiday services?
No, we gave concerts. We gave programs. And we traveled and we gave concerts. We sang for the UJF convention. We sang in a lot of places. But there is nothing now.
So today, what are the institutions or organizations in the city that are meaningful to you, or that you feel are doing the best
job?
Well,
I belong to most of the groups, the Musicians Club, the I still am, I'm a charter member of the Pennsylvania Educators Association, National Association. I still get all their literature. I'm very much interested in, and I'm a member of the Phi Delta Kappa organization, which is an honorary fraternity where I, and this is purely education, not music specifically. And so I'm interested in anything that happens. I still try to keep abreast of what's happening. But there's nothing in Pittsburgh that I know of from a musical standpoint. There are a lot of, many more organizations in Pittsburgh than there ever have been. But not specifically Jewish in nature, see. There's nobody who ever really went into that.
Well, like the Y community concerts, do they fill a...
Well, there's not nothing Jewish. They follow the same pattern that I always get upset about that. Not that what they're doing is wrong. I'm not saying that. But it's never Jewish. They bring another pianist in, another violinist.
Well, there is a Jewish group that the Y brings into the world. What group is that? I can't recall.
Well, they have a Y series.
Yes, but in the Y series, there's one Jewish group with it, Jewish music, I think.
You mean that Hasidic?
Is it? Yeah,
it's a dance group. Yes, they're dance groups, yes. But not music, not in a musical atmosphere, see. And, you know, they have their Y series, and they bring Van Cliburn in, they bring all the great artists in, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's just another series is what it really is.
Yeah.
But this is an old one. Y started this whole business. They brought many, they were the first for many, the great Marian Anderson among one of them. But anyhow, that's a story. And so, you know, I've got a few honors and that sort of stuff. But it's all there.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Tell us about it.
It's all there.
I know, but
I don't have to
we want
you
it on the tape, though. We
play
some on the tape.
Well, I see you hate to talk. But they voted me the most outstanding graduate in music.
From Duquesne University. That's
and,
marvelous.
And the Pennsylvania, what was that called? Pennsylvania Musician Organization gave me outstanding award. It's all in there. It's outstanding. If you see it, look under awards.
You'll
see
profile.
It. I don't know. It's in there. I forget the name of the organization. And I've written some research projects and all this here.
Are you traveling to music groups today?
No. I'm not doing anything like
that. Have you ever done very much conducting?
Yes. Yeah. I conducted all over Pennsylvania and a couple other states, and I was one of their conductors of the music educators, national music educators. I conducted all over New York, the usual. But that's not my interest anymore.
Did you ever play in the Pittsburgh Symphony?
No.
Yours was more in the education.
My field was I went into another direction. After I left this playing thing, I decided that I would go on to pursue something else. For example, what you saw the other day, or didn't see all of it, on Juilliard, there were a couple of scenes of musicians who left the school because you can't get well-rounded there. You're practicing 8 or 10 hours a day, and you know nothing about anything else.
Like trade school.
And it's just that we need these people. Certainly the world needs a performer, a great performer. I find them so limited in their knowledge and very boring once they get outside of music. A lot of music, for example, I had a musician from the symphony once. I know all the boys. And one guy didn't have a place to stay, stayed here. He lived with us. If you talked about anything but his instrument, I don't want to identify him. If you'd say, who's president of the United States, he'd say, what does this have to do with music? I mean, it was beyond his thing. And not even his personal life. My mother then used to run a bath for him and say, well, listen, Benny's beginning to smell. But it wasn't that he was dirty. He just didn't. He'll do it later.
He just saw wonder.
Practicing. His blinders, and he was practicing all the time. He'd get up in that room upstairs, and he'd lock himself in a room, and 8 hours he'd practice. And Benny, I said, there are other things. There's a big world out there. And that was it. Well, he turned out to be fine later. He met a girl, that's what did it. She brought him out. But we got him out of that room.
Got him into the tub.
Well, of course, she brought her. He started off in the room, and then she got him out of the room. That was all right.
What's your feeling about the Jewish life in Pittsburgh now?
Well, we have a lot of activities, Jewish activities going on. But it always goes in. I'm interested in the fine arts, musically speaking, or Jewish women, I think. And there's very little. There are very little outlet that way.
Less than there ever was, or it's always been limited?
Well, there were always a few organizations that did things, but they don't exist anymore. But you see, there are many Jewish, as you well know, how many Jewish organizations. What you're doing is an example of something that's marvelous, that you're doing something. So if you want to put a value on it, who's going to put the value on it? You can't ask Arafat to put a value on it. But anyhow, so there we are. It's a matter of a personal kind of thing. I think there are a lot of things going on in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's an exciting city to live in if you want to participate. For me, it's becomes a little boring because it's not the center of activities. New York City is another story.
Mm-hmm. I've asked you a lot of questions. Is there anything that I didn't ask you you'd like to tell us?
I'm just an average guy who just brought up. The thing is, as you well know, if you fall in love with something, you're in trouble. I fell in love with music at an early age, and that's was committed to it. I don't know how you evaluate
were
that.
Were your parents pleased with that you pursued music and education? Did they live long enough?
Well, my father wanted me, of course, to be a doctor, and that's a story in itself, too. I went for 1 year because of my father. Pre-med, and I passed everything. I came to him and I said, that's not my cup of soup. I just need that. Again, I find the same thing there. You take a doctor, he is so narrow in his thinking. I find doctors so limited outside of their field. You get doctor in a social environment, he is a dead bitch.
It's true.
I don't know if that's true with you.
Yes,
but I have friends who are doctors. You can't talk to them about anything but medicine. So they're interested in money and how much more money they can make in their field, which is okay. And they're more than a businessman. They're business people, that's all.
Can a musician make a business living today?
Very difficult. Now, there are some who can. Now, the Pittsburgh Symphony is the most desirable orchestra in America today. They have the most money. They pay the most salaries, that's right.
Really?
Yes. I suppose their minimum salary today is $40,000.
So that if you play in the Pittsburgh Symphony, you don't have to
you
have another job,
business.
You don't have the moonlight.
No, no more. Used to be the worst. Now it's one of the best, most desirable. And some guys in the symphony can make $60,000, $70,000 a year.
I think the city itself has become more culturally aware in many ways in just the last 15, 20 years.
It's only the Pittsburgh Symphony where I'm speaking, making a living.
I see.
There are a lot of things going on. But if you want to make a living, be a pure musician. The only organization I know of that should be making it, unless you teach, I'm not speaking to teachers in the colleges or things of that nature. There are people in the colleges that are making it very nicely. But if you are a performing musician, if you don't play in a symphony, you will have serious problems to make a living. You cannot do it unless you do other things on the side.
Well, in reflecting back after we leave, if you think of anything that you would like to tell us, will you give us a call and let us come back?
I sure shall.
Because I'm sure that you know.
Your address and phone number.
All right.
I'd be happy to.
We may just call you, too.
This is pretty. You could call. But everything is in that profile. I use that for. I just made that profile. They wanted it in a certain place.
Well, if we can keep that.
Yes. In the project that you're working on now, teaching people how to enjoy good music, are you hoping for federal funds, state funds?
Well, we tried federal. I've tried federal funds. Reagan has dried everything up. I just came back from Washington 2 weeks ago. And what I see there, I see men in their 50s, 60s, sitting there at a desk crying their eyes out. There's no department. There's nothing. They don't have any. They're just no more soft money. You can't get it. There's no place to send it to. There's no way to get money. Now, maybe there will be later through the state, but I doubt it.
Are there music geniuses today, like many years ago there were geniuses?
More. Many.
American-born?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Go to Juilliard. They had several guys on camera. Young kids were fantastic. Unbelievable.
What percentage of Jewish students are there? Jewish, or is it, a, you know, evenly like the population?
I never made a study.
I mean, it doesn't seem predominant. Jewish?
Oh, no. No, I don't think it's a...
Or foreign-born?
I think
in
many... there are just looking over the roster of symphony orchestras, it used to be Italians and Jews that mostly members of symphony orchestras, if you want to use that as a criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose that's a good way to use it. So, now you find them coming from every source. In fact, there are very few Jews. Very few Jews left. Because they can't make a living and they, you know. Economically, it doesn't pay. I'm sure if you had a son who wanted to be a musician, you would do everything in your power to say, you know. I've had a student who wanted to be. Well, I'll give you a case in point. You know Billy Lebo. You know the name, Dr. Lebo? He is a psychiatrist. And I remember when he was a student, he studied with Piatigorsky, the great cellist, who came and said that Billy was the next great cello player of the world. His father was a doctor. They brought him here, he sat in this room. And I said, Billy, let me tell you something. If you become a doctor, he was had this choice. He was a very good student in school. If you become a doctor, you still have your cello. But I want to tell you something. You just take your cello, you'll never be the doctor. You just can't have it that way. So become the doctor, and later on, if you want to come back to your cello, that's another story. And so he listened, and he went to school for medicine. Went to medical school, became a psychiatrist. He was a big psychiatrist. I don't even know if he's in Pittsburgh anymore. I lost track of him.
And then he went back to the cello.
I don't know if he ever did. I think he's playing. He did play a little bit, but no, he was. I mean, I would really wish, I hope I would never have them, or never have that problem with telling somebody, what do you do? Because because I know there's no second place. If he misses it, there's one bullseye out there, one cello player, not two. What is he going to do if he misses it?
How about youngsters today that are talented? Where do they go in Pittsburgh?
There are many places to go.
Are
there? Oh, all kinds of things. All kinds. Well, they can go to their special schools. Carnegie Mellon University has a program for young people. Duquesne University, their private schools, mostly. But see, when you're talented on an instrument, it's usually a one-to-one basis. You never, as they said in Juilliard, you don't pick Juilliard, you pick the teacher. There's always a great teacher. Mm-hmm. For example, the guy that taught Chuck Perlman and Isaac Stern, it was one guy. His name is Galamian. And they come from all over the world to study with Galamian. They didn't go to study at Juilliard. He happens to be at Juilliard.
Mm-hmm.
If Galamian would leave tomorrow and go to Podunk, Mississippi, they'd go to Podunk.
Mm-hmm.
But he's at Juilliard. And he is the great teacher.
It's the same with the vocalists, too.
Right? Yes. In any field, any field
of music,
you go to the teacher. You don't go to the school.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think this is true about any public school or any school. It's never, they say, this is a good school. There's no such animal. There's only a great teacher.
Right.
I know great teachers in a lousy school and lousy teachers in a great school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the difference?
Right.
So you know, you've all gone to school. How many great teachers did you have? You've got them on one hand. We never had many great teachers in our life, but one, you only need one. Some teacher that you had, I'm sure you can remember in your own life, somebody comes to your mind immediately. Some dedicated person who you don't find very often, no more. Everybody's trying to make a buck. Today, the name of the game is how much money can you make.
Well, you have to make a buck, unfortunately,
right. Well, yeah, but the question is how much, how much greed you have. It's a degree, and then you're back to degrees. I never cared for money, so that was the problem. And then the guy that makes a lot of money, he becomes the authority. He gets on the president of the Pittsburgh Symphony. He's the president of Pittsburgh Steel Corporation or something. Then he becomes an authority in music. You don't know anything about it. But anyhow, that's what decides.
All right. Well, if there's anything further that you'd like to tell us, we're happy to hear it.
I told you as much as I know about me, and never talked so much about me in my life. So.
Good.
Very little to say, nothing.
All right. We don't find it.
Well,
we'll
take these,
and
we can keep these. We don't have to make copies of these.
Keep that.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
If you can make a copy of this, I don't think I have another one.